Welcome to Bid Nerds, your daily nerd on the most interesting cars of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. We are here making this show for you, so thanks for joining us. My name is John Polnick. I'm your host in the Container Park in downtown Las Vegas, along with my partner Michael Deeb in San Francisco. Look at his cool studio. He just built that sucker, and it looks great. Good job with that, Michael Deeb.
Yay, I've got a space. I got kicked out of the dining room, so, you know, it was this or I'd be out on the street.
Had to give up grandma's chair, and now you're doing it right. All right, well, here we go. If you have never watched one of our episodes and you are joining us now, so sorry, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You have better things to do, I'm sure. So we are very appreciative of your time devoted to the nerds. Welcome to the Nerd Herd. We will see if how big a nerd you are by watching this show. If you're here, you probably are. What we do is we find the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites like P-Car Market, Briga Trailer, Cars and Bids, and more. We pick that car. We talk about that car. We have a conversation about it. And then, we make a prediction as to what's going to happen with that car. And then we go into the future. We have a time machine right over there. Look, it's in the studio.
Yeah.
See it? See it? Right. Yeah, you saw it. It's over there.
It's a lawyer.
Yeah. And we go in the future and we find out exactly how much the car sold for. So we reconcile our predictions with the future right here in this episode. And you can play along. See if you're any good at this in the comments below. Before we go to a quick break in the middle of the show, we will give you a chance to contribute. Let us know what you think as far as what the car will go for. And it's kind of like a game show. You can play along. There's just no prizes. That's the problem. It's a crappy game.
Not yet. We're working on prizes. Yeah.
Soon there will be prizes. All right, Michael Deeb.
They're being built in Hong Kong as we speak.
That's true. They're actually sitting in a shipping container in the middle of the Pacific.
Port of LA. Yeah.
What is the most interesting car of the day? Check this out. This one's pretty interesting.
Oh, this. Okay. So we have a guest submission today from our super good friend, Buddha. You probably heard us talk about Buddha, a.k.a. Michael Myers, proud owner of a 996 C4S with the Aero kit on it. Massive South Carolina Clemson fan, Grateful Dead fan, and just awesome person, great driver, great friend to have in Vegas and travels all over the country for work. But he wanted to know from you and I, JP, what we thought, because he knows how you and I both love the Cayenne GTS, the E1 Cayenne GTS with a 6-speed manual transmission. And he also recognizes that prices on these cars have started to go through the roof. We covered one last week, JP, that we were wondering if it was going to bring $90,000 in tip-top condition, low miles, and all the bells and whistles. Who submitted on Cars and Bids out of Palo Alto, California, is a 100,000-mile example of the GTS with a manual and a salvaged title. So he wanted to know, even though this is a no-reserve auction, what we thought this car might be worth. What would a salvaged title cost the owner on the value of such an example? So our car, again, is offered out of Palo Alto, California. It's on Cars and Bids. It's a no-reserve auction, 100,000 miles on the odometer, black with the Savannah beige interior, air suspension, and there are currently some like lights on the dash. The check engine or the check front side lights warning is on the dash, and a system fault headlamp are illuminated. So like this car is in regular condition, you know what I'm saying? Rock chips, there's a crack in the front bumper, there's a chip in the windshield. This is a standard back a book used car that needs a little bit of love, aka money. But what do we think is going to happen to the value with the salvage title because it was involved in an accident back in 2019? So JP, I'm just going to turn this over to you because you've owned exactly this car. You actually fixed up a little bit, addressed the leak, and made it really nice, and I think you really well on it. And even though you did well on it, I would say that I know you well enough to go, even after you count the money and laughed all the way to the bank and said, hey, I just made whatever money you made on it, you kind of regret selling that car because it was so damn fun to own. Where do you think this one's going to come in with that salvage deal?
Well, okay, this very specific one here, I'm sorry, I'm having some internet troubles, guys. I'm trying to look it up.
We are. We've been having it all week.
You look, this car was just for sale on one of the auction sites. This was either on Cars and Bids or Bring a Trailer, like literally a couple weeks ago. And right now, I can't even show you a picture of this auction because our internet is being so wonky, so I can't look it up. This one just popped up, or at the very least, it was on Craigslist or something like that for $25,000 or whatever. And they had put up the listing of where they bought it. And so I,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I saw this one. In fact, I thought I sent you the link because I thought it was pretty interesting. And I know that you've been looking for it, Cheyenne.
Now that you say that, it does ring a bell. I right? can't, my phone. I'm working with my phone, so I can't.
Yeah.
Text us. Yeah, you sent me the link. It was probably it's in Palo Alto, which means it's in the Bay Area, right? So that's why Stanford. And I think Jin sent it to me, and I was like, I'm not looking at a black salvageable car, and so I kind of dismissed it, even though I appreciated you sending it to me. I'd rather, you know, at least be silver if it's going to be salvage. I'm just, it's, to me, it's bad juju. But yeah, $25,000 is not far off of what my bid is, not to tease ahead too much, but
well, that's the thing. I mean, if it were not a salvage title and just a black on tan you know, GTS manual, you're looking at, you know, $35,000-$40,000, somewhere in that range, with the maintenance or lack thereof records on this car. Because look, you know, the drive axles are notoriously bad on these and have to replace, and that's a few grand here and there. You know, the what do you call it, the fuel pumps are really expensive. They're like excuse me, almost $4,000, the high pressure fuel pump.
Jeez.
So it's not cheap to keep one of these on the road, but generally they don't have major problems. Like,
right,
you never hear of the engine blowing in one of these.
Yeah, the motors just are kind of bulletproof, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, it's not uncommon when you're looking around for these to see them for sale for, I don't know, call it, you know, 300 or not 300, but you know, 190,000 miles. That is something that you see. Sorry, I'm kind of like talking about the car and talking to you guys. Yeah, I found the link. It was on San Francisco's
Craigslist.
Yeah, Craigslist. Now, and in that ad, they had, I think, listed their original, where they had bought this car from. So if you're on Cars and Bids, if you can get on Cars and Bids, you could probably search for this car and find its old ad.
Oh, wow.
That's, you know, where this guy bought it from.
Wait, they don't provide it the way
they don't mention it in the Bring a Trailer would absolutely mention that this car was bought here, you know, from before. Yeah. And if I remember correctly too, I think I even dug up or there were links to in the old thread to, there's a website, and if we actually prepared for the show or did any research or work at all, we would have done it. Yeah, there's a website where you can go in there and you can put any VIN number in, and it'll find if it's a salvage, and if it was a salvage, every insurance claim has pictures of the accident. So you can put it in there and you can find the photos of just how bad the accident was. Because a lot of times salvage titles aren't that big a deal. It's like on something like this, Cayenne's, this is a, what, 2008, 2009?
Yep, 2009. Yeah.
So, you know, call it, you know, 2015, 16 or whatever, these things weren't really worth that much money. And if it had a small accident, you know, an $8,000 accident, which is pretty easy to do on a Porsche, you know, fender and a door panel, could easily total one of these if things only worth $15,000 to $20,000.
Right.
So, you know, if you see that in the original accident information, you're like, okay, I can live with that. But if the whole front end has been torn off or whatever and there's frame damage, that's a different story. So not all salvage titles are created equal, and I'm definitely not here sitting telling anyone or encouraging them to get a salvage title, because generally I think it's a bad idea. Not necessarily because the vehicle might be bad, but just because having to deal with it if you ever want to sell it. I mean, just having it's a story.
It's problematic.
Yeah, you're always going to be dealing with this. This is an albatross, right?
Hence, this guy tried to sell it on Craigslist
and couldn't get anywhere.
For $25,000,
back here.
And now he's here running it no reserve. He's just going to let it go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, it's time to move on. Whatever it brings is whatever it brings.
So, what do you think it'll bring?
So, JP, with 3 days to go, out of Palo Alto, California. Car sitting at 11,300 on 15 bids. I had wrote in my notes $24,000. He was trying to get 25 and didn't get it. Yeah. Does the national platform and no reserve help him get basically what he's looking for? I kind of want to think that it does, but man, I don't feel good about my bid. I know you're going to take the under, but I'll just leave it there just so we can get through to this and see what happens when we come back from the break. But I'm going to go 24,000, but I definitely don't think it's going to go over that.
I think if it were on Bring a Trailer, it would be in that neighborhood because that's such a so much bigger platform. You know, Cars and Bids is a great platform, gets lots of traffic, but it just doesn't get kind of like the crazy Porsche people. I've actually sold a manual Cayenne on Cars and Bids, but it wasn't a GTS, and it did well, but it didn't do as well as the manual Cayenne that I sold on Bring a Trailer, you know, by a good 30%. So I'm going to say he doesn't get the money that he was asking for. I think it's going to have a hard time breaking 19. I think it I think it's great that it's no reserve. You know, when I was reaching it, I'm going to say 19. I think that's
19.
Yep.
All right. Good. Fair enough.
So what do you guys think? I mean, and that might be a great value because if you buy it for 19, you've got that $5,000-$7,000 worth of, you know, money sitting there that you can put towards maintenance, which is things probably going to need. Because I'm not necessarily saying it's not worth 25 grand. I actually think for what you get, this is a spectacular car.
For sure.
Used to be what these were worth. So that could be a lot of value for the money, and it might be worth it to just say, all right, I want something like this long term. You know, you don't drive a title if you don't care about what it's going to be like selling it. You're going to have a problem selling it. You're going to have the same problem this guy's having selling it. So if you don't care, if you're going to say, I want this for 10 years, great, cool, super. Maybe I'm that person.
I wish Buddha would have given us a bid, but the last time he submitted a car and gave us a bid, he didn't recognize that the car was like all janky and he was way off by like 100 grand. But anyway, 24 and 19, it's a good spread. We'll see what happens. It's no reserve, so just a reminder, this car is going to sell. If you're interested, you should take a look. It closes in a few days on Cars and Bids. Very interesting. Thank you, Buddha, for the submission. That's a good one.
Maybe our friend Salvage LaDouche might buy it. Check out the Dirt or Die podcast about Ferrari owners to learn about that fella.
That's a good one.
What do you guys think it's going to sell for? Tell us in the comments below, and we're going to find out right after this. Hey guys, I'm super excited to tell you about our sponsor, Guys Customs. That's Guys, G-Y-X, _ customs. That's how you spell it, Guys Customs bracelets. These things are amazing. Check them out. They're handmade in America, custom bracelets made to match your watch or your car. These things are unbelievable. I have 3 or 4 of them myself. My partner, Michael Deeb, has a bunch of them. They're pretty addictive once you get one. Each one of them are bespoke. We're talking carbon fiber. We're talking titanium. We're talking stainless steel glass. There's none of this cheap Chinese garbage that you see a lot of bracelets being made out there. These ones are super high quality. They're made right here in America. When you go to Guys Customs on Instagram, it's about the only place that you can order one of these. When you DM the artist, you're actually reaching the real artist when you DM Guys Customs at Instagram. And she will make you a bracelet made to match that special watch, that special car, or that special person that has a special watch or a special car, and they want something really, really cool in their life. These are they make the most amazing gifts. I get compliments on mine all the time. Everywhere I go, people are like, wow, that's really cool. You can see in the pictures, you know, these beads, the colored beads are PTS. They're paint to sample. So if you have a specific color code for your car, she'll have beads made that are specifically painted to match your car or your watch. It's unbelievable. You got to get one of these Guys Customs bracelets. Check them out. They support us, and we really, really, really want to support them. Guys Customs bracelets. All right, let's get back to the bids. Let's find out how much that car sold for today. Welcome to the future, people. It is, the world is still here. We're still on the sunny side of the planet. Things are nice. The weather is great in Las Vegas. Apparently, it's a little chilly there in San Francisco, where my partner is at. Thanks for hanging out with us, you guys. We really do appreciate you watching the show. And I like that we've had a lot more people playing along lately, Michael Deep. Have you been noticing that? Have you been going to the comments lately?
Yeah, it's like three people instead of no people.
I know, right? And we've
That's huge for us.
You know, we've Michael Myers is always commenting. We got Ross Church House, if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. He's been playing along, actually. Ross, we really appreciate your bids. You're getting better at it. I don't know if you've won one yet. Maybe you have. I got to go. We got to start keeping track of viewer data. We should do an episode where we do, viewer comments and questions. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. And then we need an intern who can start, like, you know, doing something with all this data we've been keeping.
That is true.
Keep live scoring. And then we need a website. And then, you know, we need swag. And then we need a couple of sponsors.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're doing great.
With all eight people that watch. Ray, we appreciate you guys. We really do appreciate you guys playing along and being subscribers and watching the show as often as you guys do. Please help. I know you guys already are. You're doing your best. Spread the word. Share a nerd. Grow the herd. Let some people know about this episode or another episode that you like. All right. Let's get to the results of this car. What were we talking? This is, well, or this SUV, as it were. What happened with this big old high-end six-speed GTS?
Yes, so it sold on Cars Bids. This was a no reserve auction on this Cayenne GTS that had a salvage title out of Palo Alto, California, and 100,000 miles. What makes this car cool, again, it's the E1 GTS with a six-speed manual. It sold for $19,420 on JP, a whopping 36 bids. So it did really well. I think that's the right value for this car. Ironically, this is what Cayenne GTSs were going for just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But we've seen really nice six speeds take off. And we covered one last week. Remember that Meteor gray car with the PDCC and the low miles brought like $68,000. And you and I were like, whoa, hang on, man. That's a lot of money for an E1 Cayenne. Is that a safe place to park your money? And that became a secondary dialogue. Well, then Buddha, Mike Myers, submitted this car to us and said, well, why don't you guys juxtapose it to this one with the salvage title? And so when this result hit, Myers, Buddha texted me and he said, well, damn, that's a $40,000 Carfax, because, you know, implying that this car should have brought way more money if it didn't have the bad Carfax. So, haha, I take Mike Myers. I think it's a little complicated than that. First of all, this car's got way more miles on it and is not nearly in the same condition. It doesn't also have the same equipment as that other car. But by and large, just if you stand back 10 feet, that's a $40,000 Carfax. So, JP, what do you think? Is that a fair take, or is it, does it require a little more explanation than that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot more into this one. So this car sold on Cars and Bids like a year ago. This buyer bought it not that long ago, and he bought it for, what, 25 grand or something like that? Things were certainly hotter back then. And they're cooling off as we speak.
Sure.
We talk about Carfaxes and we talk about titles pretty often. Carfax, an accident on Carfax can mean a lot of things. And Carfax is, you can tell lately, it seems like they've been augmenting Carfax reports. It'll say, instead of just saying damage reported, it'll say light damage or heavy damage. Yeah. They're trying to be a little bit more, because it really, look, if somebody, backed into the door on something like this, let's say this was in 2000, I don't know, 2019, a Cayenne GTS with this kind of miles with a six speed was maybe worth 20 grand. I mean, they just weren't that worth that much, right? The book value on these wasn't that high. Because the value of the automatic ones really brought everything up. I mean, a regular GTS was $15,000-$20,000. So you dent the door, that's $6,000-$7,000 in damages because you got to repaint the door. Well, guess what? A lot of insurance companies will just total. They'll just write that off. They'll be like, yeah, that's like, 40, 50% of the whole value of the car. We're out. So if that were the case, then I think that's where, you know, a salvage title or a Carfax that represents some pretty big damage or represents damage history can become a value, right? A salvage title is always going to be a problem. Damage listed in Carfax is a different story. But, you know, I was actually watching this auction, and this guy also tried to sell this car on Craigslist a few weeks prior. Now, here is a picture of what the actual damage was.
Whoa!
We are not talking about a dented door. the seller says that there was no frame damage. Looking at these pictures, I don't know. There's a website. There's a couple of websites out there, actually, that you could every car that winds up getting totaled, you can put the VIN number in, and every car that winds up getting totaled winds up going into a database where the pictures of the accidents were. You can see this is substantial damage. We are
There's a subframe that comes out of the firewall, JP, that basically holds the suspension and the motor, you know, coming off of, you know, and holding up all the bodywork over the front of the car. It cradles it like this. For sure, that subframe is destroyed. And what they'll have to do is go in towards the firewall, and where they'll go up to a, you know, sort of a symmetrical point where the subframe is not damaged and cut it, and then weld in brand new subframe and then put the car back together. I mean, this it's a lot of work. It's very involved. It's almost a surprise that they fixed the car and didn't just wind up in the scrap heap.
Yeah, but I can't believe this thing.
A manual is obviously worth hanging on to. Yeah. You just don't know that an insurance company would see it that way.
Yeah,
I also like the car with silver wheels better, just for comments.
Yeah, well, you know, and then the other thing too is like there's so many sensors and electronic doodads. Like on a perfect Cayenne of this vintage, you have problems. Most of the GTSs have the headlights that see around the corners. They've got the auxiliary lights that go, and they always go bad. So you wind up getting a check engine light from stuff like that. And then stuff like stupid stuff like that will then cause a problem with getting the car smog jacked in certain places. Yep. Right. So there's so many doodads up there with the cooling system and the lights and the cameras and all that stuff. I was considering maybe, you know, bidding on this thing if we could get it cheap. But with this much damage having been replaced, I'm frankly shocked it even brought as much as it did. So what do you guys think out there? Is this worth it? I think this would have been a great candidate to make a super off-road, you know, capable crawler or something like that. That would be the thing to do with something like this. But Let us know in the comments. Oh, go ahead.
Spare tire. I'm with you, JP, on the fantasy. Spare tire off the back deck lid, bigger roof rack with a light bar up there. This could have been, some stickers, a livery. This car would have been awesome.
That's what I was thinking. If we could have gotten it for like 15 grand or something like that, which I think is what it actually is worth.
$19,000 is still, it's an incredible value of the money, but you never get more money for it because of its history.
You're always going to have to tell that story. When it's time for you to sell it, you're going to be in the same boat. People are going to see those pictures of the original accent. They're going to be like, maybe the next one.
It's on the internet. Monkey's out of the bottle, bro.
Yeah. All right, guys. What do you think? Tell us in the comments below. We'll find the most interesting car of the day tomorrow. Bye. Get those words!